That's the sound of two burly men armed with sledgehammers bashing a steel hat off George's head. George number one is a saltwater disposal well. His head, or wellhead rather, is near ground level. But the khaki-colored tangle of valves and fittings resting on top, called the Christmas tree, has to come off.
We're getting rigged up. Right now we're trying to break the B section down from where our casing has landed into it. Everything's a little bit seized up this morning, so we're having to manually try to get a couple different components separated.
Jay Storm is the completion superintendent for Eagle Energy Exploration, a Tulsa-based oil and gas company that's active in northwestern Oklahoma.
Currently, this well has just two wells running into it.
Those two wells produce oil and gas, and like many wells in Oklahoma, a lot of water comes to the surface with that oil and gas. The wastewater is salty and laced with petroleum products, chemicals, and metals. That's what George, the disposal well, is used for. All the toxic wastewater from the other two wells is piped over and pumped nearly a mile and a half underground. It's an economic and government-approved method of keeping toxic wastewater from contaminating public water sources. But there's a problem. George here is too deep.
Remind me again, how many feet?
About 200 feet. Yeah, 200 feet below the Arbuckle.
For decades, the Arbuckle Formation has been considered Oklahoma's ideal place to pump full of drilling wastewater. It's underneath most parts of the state, so it's easy to find. Fluid goes in easy, and it's nicely sealed off from aquifers and other sources of drinking water. But the Arbuckle is situated above crystalline granite rock. Scientists say disposal wells that are too deep and allow fluids to reach the granite are at risk for triggering earthquakes. Storm's crew of about a half a dozen men are working on the fix.
Be in compliance with the Corporation Commission. We're going to pull the casing out of it and the packer and run in and cement the zone below the Arbuckle that we're disposing in.
In March, Oklahoma's oil and gas regulator ordered Eagle Energy and the operators of about 350 disposal wells in quake-prone parts of the state to provide measurements proving they aren't injecting into granite basement rock. If the wells are found to be injecting into the granite, companies face three options: shut down the well, cut disposal volumes by half, or plug back, pump cement into the well so it's shallower and away from the granite. Eagle Energy and the owners of more than 50 other disposal wells have opted to plug back. Once again, Jay Storm.
That zone that's directly below us, we'll just cover it up with a cement plug.
Last year, the Corporation Commission passed new rules requiring more detailed data and logs from disposal well operators. The agency has also been scrutinizing disposal well permits. But the disposal well orders issued in March are its most aggressive to date. Officials at Eagle Energy estimate it will cost them $50,000 to $60,000 to plug back this well.
And once we get a good cement job on it, we'll verify, double check everything, and we'll run the casing and the packer back in and put it back to work.
Oklahoma had more earthquakes than California last year. Scientists generally agree that most of the quakes are caused by disposal wells. It's too early to tell if the state's regulatory actions will reduce the shaking. Jay Storm with Eagle Energy hasn't really noticed all the earthquakes. He says the quakes aren't a big topic of conversation on a rig site. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.